KCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump has signed a proclamation banning travel from certain countries, an announcement that follows the Boulder, Colorado firebombing attack. While countries including Afghanistan, Burma, and Iran are on the list, Egypt is not. That is the Boulder, Colorado suspect's country. CBS's Matt Piper with a development on the suspect's family.
The federal judge has temporarily prevented the deportation of the wife and five children of Mohammed Soleiman, the man arrested for an attack in Boulder, Colorado with Molotov cocktails that injured more than a dozen people. The family members have not been charged in the attack on a group demonstrating for the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem announced just a day earlier that the suspect's family was being processed for removal proceedings.
Another vigil is being held in Boulder after Sunday's attack on a group showing support for Israeli hostages. Ed Victor told those earlier at a vigil that Sunday's group was peaceful.
Our goal through walking quietly is people notice us.
The Trump administration has 1 week to come up with a way to allow migrants sent to a notorious prison in El Salvador to challenge their deportations. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson with more on the demand by Judge James Boasberg.
Judge Boasberg's order says that indeed the American government is in constructive control of these Venezuelans and that the government must find a way to let them raise their claims even if they're in El Salvador.
A man that feds believe helped a Palm Springs, California fertility clinic bomber has been arrested. The FBI's Akil Davis says of Daniel Park of Washington State.
We're able to confirm through our investigation that six packages of ammonium nitrate were shipped from Park in Seattle to Barkus in 29 Palms.
Barkus was killed and four other people were injured last month. Mifepristone, commonly referred to as the abortion pill, is going under the microscope. CBS's Alexander Tin.
We've heard calls specifically from Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley for the FDA to essentially review the safety of mifepristone again and potentially restrict it or pull it from the market altogether. Secretary Kennedy, head of Health and Human Services, committed to telling the FDA to do that. And now Hawley says he's received a letter from the FDA saying that they indeed are doing the review.
The U.S. vetoes a U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Gaza. Just before the vote, Dorothy Camille Shea, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., told diplomats.
It is inexplicable that many members of this council still refuse to acknowledge that Hamas could end this conflict tomorrow by surrendering and laying down its arms.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Our national champs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. With a 21-5 victory today over Messiah, UW-Whitewater clinched the Division III College Baseball Championship. It's the Warhawks' third title and first since 2014. Coach John Vodenlich said it's an exciting moment for the program.
I'm happy for a lot of reasons. First of all, the university. Everyone who's ever donned a Warhawk uniform. Coach Clawwitter, who never had one of these before. But most of all, I'm really excited for these young men.
Whitewater allowed just 19 runs in five games of the College World Series, putting up 20 runs of their own in the clinching game. The Warhawks finished the season at 49-6, with all six losses coming against fellow WIAC teams. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 9-1 today to take two of three games in the series. Jackson Churio had three hits, including a two-run home run to help spark the Brewers' offense. Milwaukee heads back home to play the San Diego Padres starting on Friday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The King of the Hill actor who provided the voice for character John Redcorn has been killed in a shooting. TMZ reports that Jonathan Joss was found at the side of a road, shot several times. First responders tried life-saving measures, but pronounced him dead at the scene. Sources say Joss was shot by a neighbor after a disagreement. Police did track down the shooter within a few minutes. Joss played Redcorn from season 2 to season 13 of the hit animated show. Jonathan Joss was 59 years old. The Penguin's secret crush is no longer a secret. Danny DeVito DeVito had a good old-fashioned showbiz crush on Catwoman. The Twins star said when he was in Batman Returns, he had the hots for co-star Michelle Pfeiffer. DeVito sat down with Colin Farrell, also known for his role as the Penguin, on Variety's Actors on Actors podcast, where the two traded Batman stories. DeVito said Pfeiffer was his secret crush. DeVito says he lusted after her and loved her. Lucky girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, low 50s. For tomorrow, sun to start the day, few more clouds in the afternoon, and a slight chance of rain, high upper 70s. Little better chance of rain Friday, partly sunny, high low 70s. Right now it's 73.
Peach Wabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Wayne York, who makes the popcorn pick of the week, and then organized crime expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk about presidents and their connections to the mob.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He need cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Trading Post. Shop now at cause-cart.shop.com and search Roots, Native Roots, and find your resist gear. Again, that's cause-cart.shop.com.
Wow. Hey, I got that. You did a great job on that, Wendy. Hey, awesome. Hey, we went through a lot of stuff here and a lot of improvising and going on. But hey, we have our friend Arvina Martin, Emerge Wisconsin CEO, and our friend and our Ho-Chunk friend here. And geez, a lot of things going on here. And I have a relative on of yours next, Hunter Thundercloud. So maybe you can hang on and we can grill him about all the good things he's doing.
Sounds great. I'm here for it.
Right on. Hey, I don't know how much, I know we got some national news when it came to the federal law for enforcement raiding a taco restaurant here in the Twin Cities. You know, everyone, what was interesting, Arvina, and pretty prideful, is that the community fought back. And now they're all pointing different directions, and we're not ICE, and I don't know if Minneapolis police got stuck in the middle of it, and if they were coming there to help and protect the people. But I mean, how do we have people like? Wow, I just took some notes here. We have people like ICE, we have FEMA, we have all these federal groups that, what the heck are they doing here?
Yeah, I had heard a little bit about what had happened, and I think the thing that is most remarkable is that the lack of clarity as to what is going on, and you know, there the article that I read that you sent me was, you know, talking about how the Homeland Security this wasn't an immigration issue, that this was a criminal investigation, and that there were criminal search warrants, and how that's different, and it's not the same kind of issue as what people that work for ICE are looking for, and you know, it's. It's kind of hard to take I don't know. Do you feel like it's hard? I'm going to interview you too.
Okay, cool. And Wendy's on too. She might jump in.
Yeah. So there's so much misinformation that is being bandied about, and particularly by this administration, that, you know, how can you not expect there to be pushback? Right. And you know, this very well could be something that is actually lawful and constitutional, and maybe was done in a decent way. And, you know, I mean, results may vary on that one. Right. But that their even affiliation, and the fact that they work with, as you know, part of ICE, or however it's the everything is broken down there, but they're associated with ICE, and therefore, you know, the stink that is coming from ICE currently is going to affect them, and you know, you kind of don't know what kind of, you know, what that's Kristi Noem's department. Do we believe what she's putting out? You know, not to sound conspiracy theorist at all, but you know, we have so many examples of this administration, you know, half truths, zero truths that get bandied about. You know, I saw a clip yesterday where Donald Trump said that Biden had stage 9 cancer. It only goes up to 4.
Right.
You know, and it's, I mean, stinks coming from the top, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
It really is. Well, it's kind of like a he said, she said kind of thing. Yeah. You know, the ICE people are saying, you know, the ICE agents are saying, you know, no, you know, we're just here to stand by in case there's any immigration issues, you know, and then the police are saying, well, you know, we were asked to come in here to arrest people for drugs and money laundering. But if you have
and you know, sex trafficking,
yeah,
too.
So it's really like, what is the truth?
And then, and Wendy, I'm going to add you to this conversation, but I want to ask you guys too, what does the Coast Guard have to do with this?
Oh, I didn't even know that part.
I didn't see the Coast Guard either, but what a novel twist.
Well, let's bring in the Coast Guard.
Right.
What about the Navy?
No. But yeah, right. So we talk about,
we need to get Space Force in there.
Yeah, Space Force. Well, really. But we have to just stay on top of this because I believe Arvina and Wendy that this, they were trying to sneak in here and do some things, and the community fought back, went live. There were hundreds of people. There was 3 or 4 feeds I was watching at the same time. And so I think you just have to say resistant. And, you know, we have Robert Lilligren who comes on, and Native Americans are the experts at resisting. So we just have to stay on top of that.
Yeah. And, you know, for a group that executes a lot of shady warrants, or, you know, goes in without warrants, and takes people without due process. You know, it's terrifying. And if we believe in due process at all, we need to make sure that even the people that are doing the bad things are afforded that. And you know, I think a lot of the backlash against things that ICE is doing, I mean, it's obviously based on all of these terrible things that they are doing in all of our names, by the way, you know, just to remind you. And I don't know how they can expect, you know, raids or, you know, things that they do, like in cities or in populated areas. Like, if people know ICE is there, they're going to show up and protest.
Right.
Because it's scary.
Yeah.
Well, it is scary.
We're a sanctuary state, and I feel like, or a city at least, and I feel like there's a target on our back because of that mm-hmm. from Kristi Noem and the White House.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he 100%, Trump will 100% vindictively go after people or states that he thinks are not properly bending the knee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And he's, you know, he's the administration, and he's saying, you know, all these, you know, getting all the people out of the country who don't belong here because, you know, they're bringing in drugs and fentanyl, and Americans are dying. And he just pardoned Ross Ulbricht, a 41-year-old white smart criminal, right? This is what it says here. He created and operated an internet source for buying fentanyl. He was found guilty in court. His punishment was two life sentences with no parole, and he was just pardoned by Donald Trump like yesterday or the day before. So Donald Trump is not worried about, you know, drugs and killing people here in the United States. He is not worried about that at all.
No,
he doesn't care about that. No.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We are here with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin, and my sidekick and wife, Wendy Pilot. This is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable pieces, because the little steps leads to big changes.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. For Indigenous women, taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great way for you to purchase your next vehicle. It's the Toyota Smart Path. You can shop at the dealership or on your couch. Shop smarter by saving time, and remember, they'll have the best prices and no surprises. You can browse the available vehicles, use the Smart Path payment estimator to customize your own payments, apply for financing, and then finalize your purchase. Smart Path is the smartest path to your new vehicle. Check it out online at rudyluthertoyota.com or stop by Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950. What does it mean to begin? Creation Story explores Native origin stories through powerful contemporary art, connecting past and present with every brushstroke in sculpture. Explore how identity, culture, and resilience are shaped through art. Creation Story, now at All My Relations Arts through July 26th. This exhibition invites you to the heart of the Ochate Shekowin storytelling, where spiritual relatives guide the way. Open to all. Learn more at allmyrelationsarts.org. Experience the beginning. Experience Creation Story at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis.
Oh-ho! This is Dallas Goldtooth, and you're listening to the Native Roots Radio. Hoka Hicha Wicha.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and that's a great tagline. Hey, we have Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin. There's a couple things we want to stay vigilant on what happened here, and you know, hopefully the truth will slowly come out, but we just have to talk about it. Well, there's a couple other things that are exciting in our Native community. I know the History Channel just did a two-part series last week on what's his name, the chief,
and chief Kenny Plenty Coops.
No, but they did a documentary. Oh. I'll have to look it up again, but he's a famous chief that was during geez, I should have had that on my notes, right? But and also too, one of our, the when I was a kid, I'm 60 years old or 64 years old. When I was a kid, they always said the greatest athlete of the 20th century was Jim Thorpe. And it looks like coming out in July, Arvina. I'm really excited. And, you know, Jim Thorpe was Bo Jackson before Bo Jackson.
I will die on the hill that Jim Thorpe was the greatest athlete of the 20th century. You know, people want to put Michael Jordan up in that and make him be the greatest of the 20th century. But does everybody remember when Michael Jordan played baseball? Like,
I do.
It was not, you know, it was not Michael Jordan of basketball. That's for sure. Jim Thorpe was the Michael Jordan of everything he did.
Yeah.
He was just such a gifted athlete. You know, there's that famous story about him at the Olympics and how his shoes had been stolen. Right. And so he had to go rummage through the trash to find, and, you know, just scrounge around for socks and shoes. And I think he had like one kind that was more like a boot. Like he did not have, you know, the team. No. Yeah. And you know, I always, when I was growing up, you know, I was kind of a jock, you know, I wasn't very good at, you know, I swam and I was good at swimming. But I was not good at other sports that required coordination. and so, you know, I looked up to Jim Thorpe and his achievements, and recently bought the big long tome about him, which I haven't started reading because I already have like 8 million other books that have made the list. But, you know, his story had such an impact on me. And usually when I play roller derby now, when I skate, skate with one longer sock and one shorter sock. So like this mismatched purpose. In homage and in honor of Jim Thorpe.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Wait, the applause button here. That is great. Seriously. And it was Sitting Bull Sitting Bull was the, Wendy looked it up for me. It was Sitting Bull that the History Channel did. Yeah. A two-part documentary.
But that's great. I'd like to hear more about your roller derby.
Yes.
You can just tell us a little bit about that. I'd really like to hear about it. Like, when do you do it, and do you practice, and
how long
have you been skating? I mean, is that okay?
Yeah, definitely. We have talked about before. You were semi-retired and then got back on the horse, so to speak.
Yeah,
what is the update?
It's interesting. I think people would like to hear that.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of like I'm doing my injury rehab. And everything. I played last year. I haven't played in a year. I'm 45 and I'm playing a contact sport against people who are almost half my age. So I need to make sure I take care of myself and I'm doing the proper strength training and cardio and everything before I actually get back on skates. But I have been playing since 2011 with some time taken off due to injuries here and there. And I actually represented Greece in the Roller Derby World Cup in 2017.
What? I didn't know that.
That's amazing.
I didn't know that.
My mom's dad was from Greece. So
wow. How interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to play in the UK. It was amazing. We played against New Zealand, against South Africa and Costa Rica. And then our last game that we got to play Canada, who was the number two team in the world, and we were not. We lost, I believe we lost that game by about 700 points.
Do you have a name, Arvina? Because I know the local. Yeah. What is it again?
Donna Stunner.
Wow.
I unironically and unabashedly love disco music. So
that is great.
Yeah. It's funny though, a lot of the younger skaters that don't know who she is or don't understand the reference. Like,
I know.
And are the tracks, if you call it a track, are they
flat?
They're not flat, right?
They are now. They used to be.
Yeah. We play my league here in Madison is a part of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. Flat track.
Okay.
Yeah. So I may be brave, but I'm not brave enough to do bank track. It scares me.
You know, just a change directions here, because I want to talk a little bit towards the end here about seeing Deb Holland and her talking about a merge. But I believe we should talk about, you know, it's Pride Month, and, you know, one of the famous shows, The King of the Hill, one of the voice actors was murdered, and he was Native American, and he played the Native American character on King of the Hill. And to me, it slowly came through my feed on really what the heck happened. I know a lot of people, put out rest in peace, but I didn't know. What did you hear about that?
That he's been going through a rough time. I know that his home that he grew up in, where he still lived with his husband, he was a bisexual man. And it sounds like it's sounding like he and his husband experienced a lot of homophobia and likely some racism thrown in there for, you know, extra spice. It's so tragic. He also, you know, in addition to playing John Redcorn on King of the Hill, one of my favorite shows is Parks and Rec, and he played the fictional Wamapoke tribe's chief Ken Hotate. And I just, there was something about that character of Ken Hotate that reminded me of my dad.
Did your dad put curses on people? Because he did on the show.
Yeah, my dad may have, I don't know that he did curses, but he definitely liked to tease and good-natured ribbing. And I think about the scene where he's saying in his language, "I'm not even saying anything," and he's kind of vaguely gesturing with like sage or something, or I don't know, a feather. And I don't, you know, the little closed captioning at the bottom while he's speaking, you know, this native language is saying, "I'm just making this up. They all believe me." And that's the kind of jokes that my dad would try to pull on people.
That's funny. I want to I want to mention too, his house was burned down. He lost his pets. He was devastated. And then it sounded like he was murdered.
Yeah, it sounds like he and his husband came back to get their mail, and somebody, you know, his husband has said that when they got there, they found the skull and I believe also the spine of one of their beloved dogs, you know, like on the fence, and I can't imagine that. I mean, like, that's I can't imagine doing that to somebody. I mean, like, all of it is awful. There seems to be a particular cruelty in treating the remains of his beloved friend, pet. I don't know if they were trying to get a rise out of him or them. I don't know. A scuffle ensued and he shot, another man shot at them. Jonathan Joss's husband, his name is Tristan, I believe. He was saying that his husband pushed him to save him.
Yeah, it's sad. We got like 30 seconds too, and I know our president of Ho-Chunk Nation just had triple bypass.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. CBS News Brief. Citing national security risks, President Trump signs a full travel ban proclamation on people from 12 countries, including Afghanistan, Haiti, and Iran, and a partial restriction on 7 countries.
We will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm.
A federal judge says the Trump administration has 1 week to come up with a plan that addresses migrants sent to a notorious prison in El Salvador. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says of Judge James Boasberg's order,
they must find a way to give the Venezuelans who were sent to the notorious prison in El Salvador an opportunity to contest their removal.
Daniel Park of Washington State has been arrested in connection with the recent bombing outside of a Palm Springs, California fertility clinic. The bomber was killed and the FBI's Akil Davis says of Park,
we believe that Park had knowledge of how to create an amphobomb, ammonium nitrate fuel oil bomb.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Warhawks are national champs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. With a 21-5 victory today over Messiah, UW-Whitewater clinched the Division III college baseball championship. It's the Warhawks' third title and first since 2014. Coach John Vodenlich said it's an exciting moment for the program.
I'm happy for a lot of reasons. First of all, the university. Everyone who's ever donned a Warhawk uniform. Coach Clawitter, who never had one of these before. But most of all, I'm really excited for these young men.
Whitewater allowed just 19 runs in 5 games at the College World Series, putting up 20 runs of their own in the clinching game. The Warhawks finished the season at 49-6 with all 6 losses coming against fellow WIAC teams. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 9-1 today to take 2 of 3 games in the series. Jackson Churio had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run to help spark the Brewers' offense. Milwaukee heads back home to play the San Diego Padres starting on Friday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Critics love The Pit, and so does George Clooney. The medical drama starring Noah Wiley, who also executive produces, is a hit for the streamer Max. Not that it needs help, as people are flocking to it, but it's never a bad thing when you get a celebrity endorsement from your pal George Clooney. Clooney and Wiley starred together on NBC's hit medical drama ER in the 90s. Clooney appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers and heaped praise on his pal Wiley. Audiences seem to love it, so if you like medical dramas, check it out. If you like golf and comedy, there is a new show starring Owen Wilson you should probably check out. The episodic is called Stick and tells the story of Wilson, who plays a washed-up pro golfer who is given another chance by coaching a talented up-and-comer. Check out new episodes of Stick, which drop Tuesday nights on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, low, low 50s. For tomorrow, sun to start the day, few more clouds in the afternoon, and a slight chance of rain, high upper 70s. Little better chance of rain Friday, partly sunny, high, low 70s. It's 71 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Emily Mills will join us from the recombobulation area on an intriguing story about AI and its effect on the environment, as well as what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Anine. I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, those guys are awesome. Hey, before we get our guest on, Arvina, I wanted to, we have a hunter that I found out through the smoke and the haze, and the bird came and talked to me and said that you're related to him. So I wanted you to stay on and we can grill him about the great things that he's doing. But before we get Hunter... Excellent. Before we get Hunter on, I got to give you a shout out. We've talked about Emerge Wisconsin all the time, and I was at a fundraiser for Deb Holland here in the Twin Cities. Yay. And so our Native politicians spoke, and she was the last one on there because it was a fundraiser for her. And there was an organization here that helps women winning, and they're similar to Emerge Wisconsin, but she spoke about Emerge and her story. And one of the things I know you've brought up that she mentioned, that you have to ask a woman 7 times before they say yes to run. And a lot of times it's just 1 time to a person, but yeah, it was really great to see her.
Yeah. Yeah. That statistic is one that gets brought up quite a bit. And you know, it just takes it, along the same lines, you know, when women read a job description, they're like, they underestimate the things that they're qualified for, while men generally overestimate what they're qualified for. It kind of goes along the same way. So, you know, it's important that we have organizations like Emerge that can help people that you know are from communities that have been marginalized and historically underrepresented in Congress or in our halls of government everywhere. You know, it's just we need more yeah. women, and we need more non-binary folks, and we need people. There is a phrase called the New American Majority, and that is a soon to be, you know, the new majority of Americans will be people of color, mm-hmm. unmarried women, LGBTQ folks, and I'm trying to remember what the last ones were, but those are going to be the people that make up the majority of the electorate and the majority of the citizenship, and that is certainly not what our halls of government look like.
Exactly.
Absolutely not. And we are missing out on so many perspectives by having so few perspectives in our policy making bodies. You know, it's just when women are elected and serve in legislative bodies, legislation related to healthcare, mm-hmm. maternal health and children's health all improve. You know, it's why during the pandemic, you know, people didn't think about childcare as being something that needed to be supported until everybody had to, you know, work from home, or, you know, they couldn't watch their kids couldn't go to school. Right. They had to do everything virtually. You know, it took women bringing up these issues in order for them to be heard. And these are issues that affect the pocketbooks of all Americans, regardless yes. of gender. You know, these are all of our families. And it's really important that we hear from them and hear their experiences. Otherwise, the policy that gets enacted in this country and in our communities will never be representative of the communities that they are supposed to be representing.
Absolutely. Good words.
Amen.
Yeah,
really.
good words. Hey, I just want you to say how people can get in touch with you, Emerge Wisconsin, before we call on our guest here, and how they can support you.
Yeah, wi.emergeamerica.org. You can check out our website or email me at Arvina, A-R-V-I-N-A, at emergewi.org. If you want to run for office, if you're a Native person who wants to run for office, let me know and we'll help you get your journey started.
Right on. Well, hey, we have a relative here of yours, and I want to introduce Hunter Thundercloud, who's Ho-Chunk and all the way from Arizona, and he has a business called Thundermaker Wellness Center, and I just hear so many good things, and I want to amplify your voice. Welcome, Hunter. Oh, looks like you're muted or something. We can't hear you. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Give us a count there. You're not muted here on this end, so maybe it's your computer end there.
Maybe it's your headphone. Take off your headphone and use the mic from your laptop.
Yeah, maybe. That was a good one. Well, while you're doing that, again, I could not the things that you said. Oh, there you are. Hey, Hunter, welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Sometimes it's those fancy fangled headsets. I know it's happened to me in the past.
Yeah.
And then no one could hear me. And as soon as I take it off, it's like,
Hey, Hunter, welcome. You're looking good, my man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. We have a – go ahead.
Yeah, I'll introduce myself. Hunter Thundercloud. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, originally part of the Ho-Chunk Nation. We're in Arizona. We're opening up a drug and alcohol rehab, and our doors are going to be open in about 2 months. That's the goal. We're just finishing up some of our licensing with the state. So we're in that process. We have anywhere between 30 and 45 days for that to be done. When that happens, we'll be able to we'll have about 40 beds.
Wow.
So we have about 17,000 square feet right now between all of our facilities, which is exciting. We just remodeled our facility. This is some of the stuff we've done. It's attractive. Cool. We've made it so it's calm and peaceful and able to do some good work here. So
let's talk about your story and what got you to this realization that people need help and help in a different way, and especially tribal members out there on Turtle Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I came to Prescott, Arizona 8 years ago for rehab. I was a heroin addict for about 6 years, and before that I was an alcoholic. I had 3 DUIs by 25. I spent about a year and a half in jail throughout my time, and then I spent probably about a year and a half in some form of recovery. And when I was out here, there weren't really Native specific rehabs, and when I started to look for them, they're hard to find. Mm-hmm. And in the past year and a half, 2 years, Arizona had a lot of issues with fraud. You know, the state was paying out more for their AHIP. It was actually paying out close to 3 times as much as their state access insurance. So a lot of centers were created to bring Natives to Arizona. And they cut that program at some point, and you know, they kind of threw all of the tribal members out onto the street. So there's a lot of missing Native people right now because of that. They're going to reservations and flying Natives from all over the country to Arizona. You know, and we saw that happening, and we decided we needed to maybe do something about it. A few of us have been working in treatment in some form or another. You know, I started 2 businesses, a moving company and a construction company. I'm a general contractor by trade. But I employ right now about 40 people, and 80% of them are in recovery in some way. So it's always been my mission to help provide, you know, quality jobs and, you know, a way to work within your recovery and still have maintain your job, just in case people slip. I mean, it's hard because, you know, most of the people also have felonies. So it's hard to maybe break into certain industries like construction if you've never had training. So we try to provide all those things also.
Wow. Yeah. Arvina, what about your relative here? I think it's just a beautiful thing on you have to give it away to keep it, you know, and that's exactly what Hunter's doing.
I mean, it's I'm super proud, and I was just looking at your website and saw a bunch of other family that is working, you know, at the Thundermaker Wellness Center, and I'm really proud that you guys are doing this. This service to others is such a great way to help maintain, you know, or it can be. And you know, we need like 100,000, not 100,000, but we need like 100 more places, you know, that, because there are so few places that we have, where we can get, you know, treatment for addiction, AODA, or even mental health treatment that is culturally appropriate, that makes sense for us, but is also, you know, has best practices and is rooted in, you know, good practices regarding science and data and making sure that things are effective. You know, it's much needed work, and I'm really proud.
Thank you. It is. Our long-term goal is to have a two-year program. A year and a half will be vocational training. So we want to really create some hard skill jobs. So when people leave, the goal would be to have them at least starting between 20 and 25 an hour once they leave our program. I mean, we'll get state certified to create certificates for anyone that goes through our program. And hopefully, you know, unions and other things will take those hours, because a lot of the training will be educationally based. We want people to be able to leave and have knowledge of whatever industry that they work in. That's a huge part of sobriety.
Hey, let's take a quick break. We're here and we're talking with Hunter Thundercloud, founder of Thundermaker Wellness Center, and of course Arvina Martin and Wendy Pilot. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
Your heart beats for generations.
Your heart is so many things. It beats all the time, and it works very hard to keep you moving through your day, keeping your thoughts clear. It's the most important organ in your body.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. Taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats. That's hennepin.us/heart-beats.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Four Sisters Farmers Market kicks off its 11th season on June 5th from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market opening day will bring together over a dozen local vendors, food from the Powell Grounds Fry Bread Factory Truck, and a raffle plus live music at noon. A project of NACDI, the Four Sisters Farmers Market is built around indigenous values and community connection. Four Sisters Farmers Market opening day June 5th. Learn more at NACDI.org.
Support for Native Roots Radio comes from the Walker Arts Center, an art space that's more than the spoon and cherry.
Galleries celebrate contemporary visual art, including Indigenous artists like Edgar Heapa Birds, Cheyenne and Arapaho Nation, and Jim Demeny, Ojibwe. Additionally, films screen in the cinema, and performances are shown on stage. Free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. Again, that's walkerart.org.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunt.
Oh! Hey, we are here with Hunter Thundercloud, who's a Ho-Chunk citizen, and he is the founder of Thunder Maker Wellness Center. And again, we still have Arvina Martin, Emerge Wisconsin, with us, and Wendy and I, and one of the things I wanted to mention before we get more into what you're doing, Hunter, is that, you know, I'm here in the Minnesota, which is the land of 10,000 treatment centers. And I think one of the most important things that I've noticed is long-term care. And when you talk about people need to get away from their environment, and this 2 years you're talking about sounds really like right on.
It is. I mean, we're modeling portions of it off other programs. There's another program that has a 95% success rate over a 5-year period. It's one of the best in the country. A lot of it is based around vocational work. You know, we know that when people are able to have dignity when they go and work and have a job that they care about and can provide for their families, it's a lot easier to stay sober. We're in survival mode. Stresses, you know, are more likely to have us maybe possibly relapse. You know?
Yeah.
So we're trying to provide access to wellness over this 2-year period. You know, so mm-hmm. our work program, it'd be a hard time. You know, we help people to groups longer, stop them from working in like this week, to more success.
So. Yeah, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but I just believe it's great, Arvina, and you can amplify this too, that, you know, if somebody spin dries in a treatment center for 28 days and then goes back into their environment, there's more chance to use.
Yeah, I mean, you need those tools to change your everyday life and make sure that you are able to support yourself and you know, make find a place or there has to be a place for you to take that space for yourself. I think for a lot of us, especially us Native people, you know, we're used to helping everybody else out, and it can be so hard to let yourself be taken care of. And I think it can be really hard to, you know, if you aren't given the opportunity to like learn how to fix or respond better to things that make it less likely for you to relapse. I mean, I'm just speaking as a layperson. I do want to say, though, that during this segment, I did go and donate to you guys. I did notice on your website that you have a donation link. So I just sent some jura over to you guys in support of the work that you're doing, because it's 100% needed, unfortunately, but this is the kind of thing is that, you know, this is the way that our families can heal.
Yeah, how can people do what Arvina just did and find out more information?
Well, we have a website, thundermakerwellness.com. And so we have, we're going to be having putting apparel up in the next week or so. So people will be able to buy water bottle shirts, and that'll help generate some revenue to help us. But there's also a donation button. So, you know, we're going to have more things like that soon. But you know, donating, I mean, capital is one of the things that allows things like this to work. I mean, to find appropriate therapists, you need to pay them all.
I mean, right.
Nicole is, staff.
Yeah, well, we're having trouble hearing you again, but what you were saying, and Wendy, you were agreeing too, is that you need to pay the staff. You need to expert staff.
Yep, to get good therapists and good support staff, you need to pay them, and that's it costs money. You know, costs money for a good program.
Yeah,
and physical spaces. Yeah. I mean, that capital, I mean, kind of fundraising is really hard to do.
Yeah, Hunter, I wonder if you could leave the room and come back, and it might make your microphone work a little better off your laptop.
Not the room.
No,
physically.
No, don't leave like that. I meant, I meant the room. That was, he left the room. Hey, Hunter. I meant this as a room that we're talking in. But if you could just
click on the computer and go out of the
and come
then
back.
Come back in. There sometimes that works too.
That was hilarious. He got out of the room.
Yeah. That's cool. That's exactly what it sounded like. You know what he's talking about? Remember that documentary I just watched on Netflix? It was about these men who were in prison, and a lot of them were, you know, drug, had a lot of problems with drug and alcohol, and they, because they were under the influence, they, you know, had these terrible crimes. They did these terrible crimes, and a lot of them were in for life. And what they did was they had people who had really good, so they were sober. They went to a program in the jail that kept them, you know, not using. And of course, they're in jail, so they can't use. But they were making quilts. They learned how to make quilts, and they would donate the quilts to foster children. And these men, some of them were really hardened criminals, and they were in that jail for like 20 years. And I'm telling you, they were like the sweetest people you'd ever want to. They were so, like, your heart went out to them because they admitted it. They were like, listen, I did these drugs and alcohol. I was under the influence. Yeah. You know, I did these horrible things, and now I make quilts and donate them to foster children.
Well, there is a percentage, and a very, very high percentage of the people that are in prison. There's, you know, of course there's criminals, but there's also people that have done exactly what you said, and that's happenstance where they've gotten caught doing something under the influence. Mm-hmm. Hey, you sound good now, Hunter. We got a couple
Do
minutes
I sound
left.
Good?
Yeah.
Great.
Are you ready?
Okay, good. Good. We've made it. I had to have a priest come in and help me.
Well, I think it's really important to talk about what we kind of missed a little bit what you're saying, but it's important that you bring up that, you know, this does take dollars, and it does take dollars to get the right people in there. And like Arvina said, a building, there's heat, there's insurance, there's all those things.
Yes, there is. I mean, we've purchased a few buildings. So I can enable that somehow. Bought a 8,000 square foot.
I think we're having audio problems.
Yeah,
again.
It's so disappointing that you're not coming through clearly to us.
Hunter, I want to get you back on though, because and maybe again on the day that Arvina's on, because we have so much good vibes, and I know there's things.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll be joined by Congressman Mark Pocan. We'll see how the big, beautiful bill has been more like a truly terrible train wreck, and get more updates.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump announces a travel ban affecting a dozen countries. It's set to go into effect on Monday.
I am signing a new executive order placing travel restrictions on countries including Yemen, Somalia, Haiti, Libya, and numerous others.
The proclamation partially restricts entry of people from seven countries. Trump wants an investigation into former President Biden's use of an auto pen to sign pardons and other documents. And as CBS's Matt Piper also reports,
a memo from the administration says for years, President Biden suffered from serious cognitive decline. It also says they will investigate Biden's mental health and whether people in his inner circle conspired to deceive the public.
The administration's 50% tariff hikes on steel and aluminum imports are now in effect, and CBS's Kelly O'Grady says it's going to affect items big and small.
You're
going to
see cars impacted, as well as beer cans, soda cans, homes.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.